Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 91 today under partly cloudy skies. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, lows of aloft around 67, partly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms again tomorrow, 85. Slight chance of thunderstorms Wednesday, high of 82. 90, mainly clear Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Civil Liberties Union wrapped up on Friday afternoon announcing in a press release that they had won a court case against the state of Kansas from a piece of legislation that had barred Kansans from changing their gender markers on driver's license. As KSNC News reports that according to the Kansas State Appeals Court, that the Department of Revenue may again resuming allowing Kansans to change their gender on their driver's licenses, according to the ACLU. Attorney General for Kansas, Chris Kobach, has 30 days after this court decision to file an appeal in the case. And after that 30-day window, the Kansans will be able to change their gender markers on their driver's license again. According to the statement from the ACLU of Kansas, they say, quote, this decision recognizes that the Attorney General failed to show any harm at all in allowing transgender Kansans the same personal autonomy, privacy, and dignity that all Kansans have. The bill had passed in the state legislature back in March of 2024.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The major tech company of Google says they are partnering with Kansas State University and sharing one of Kansas State's entomologists' work using artificial intelligence to help identify, track, and help conserve bees around the world. As KSNC News reports, according to the entomologist from Kansas State University, Brian Spiceman, he says that he's developed a bee tracking app called Bee Machine using Google's TensorFlow AI models in helping recognize on how to categorize bees properly. According to the announcement, it says that the app uses photos to help provide a top three predictions for the species of bee and allows users to share bee sightings throughout the community feature. According to Google, they say so far since the launch of the app, more than 6,200 users have submitted more than 20,000 sightings. As they say, the goal is to help get people excited about bees again, as there has been a similar effort to help collect data on birds that have been invaluable to research and conservation. Again, you can download the app called Bee Machine. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents say they will be considering a roughly 5% tuition increase at their meeting this week after they say state appropriations fell short of the request from the university. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, lawmakers back in May did approve a 0.625% increase in the state dollars for the next fiscal year. However, the state Board of Regents had asked for the 3.5% increase, mostly, as they say, to cover inflationary costs. Governor Jim Pillen also had suggested a 2% cut of the state funding for the University of Nebraska, but federal funding cuts and freezes helped ignite the new negotiations for the potential tuition increase. The compromise was the increase of state funding by the 0.625% next year in total funding and a 0.625% over the new baseline in the following fiscal year. The university says their overall spending has increased by roughly 1.8%. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Grandpa. This is Agnew.
50 unread messages.
Emergency.
Urgent.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Remember, stop, verify, report.
Sponsored by Kansas DCF and KDAS and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last meeting unanimously approved a designation for U.S. 36 passing through the county as the Pony Express Historic Byway. Commissioners unanimously approved appointing Tamara Antoine as full-time appraiser through June 2029 at a rate of $75,000 annually. Washington County News reporting senior meal sites may close down unless cooks are found. Recent staff changes due to health and other obligations have left a void, and the site director at Friendly Corners in Washington had earlier announced plans to retire this summer. County Director Kathy Oatney also suggested retirement if a replacement were not found. Washington County Public Works advising that Heritage Road from 10th to 11th will be closed Monday for a culvert replacement. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County June 6th. Caden Statler, age 18, of Marysville, lost control on U.S. 36 just east of L Road. Vehicle left the road when rolled. The driver and two unidentified occupants were transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital in Seneca. City of Washington Special City Council meeting Monday at 5 to discuss applicants for employment of non-elected personnel and web hosting and email services. City of Marysville is among five grant recipients to share $250,000 funding through the Residential Opportunities on Main Street program. Five projects in designated Kansas Main Street communities have been awarded $50,000 each to create a total of 29 new residential units in the upper floors of downtown buildings. Other recipient communities include Atchison, Emporia, Independence, and Ottawa. Marysville Mayor Todd Fry speaks of the timeline for remodel of 10 single and 2 two-bedroom units on the second and third floors of the Kester Block downtown, as well as recent leasing of the former Kester House restaurant.
So the plan is, the last time I talked to the developer, he's hoping that they will have units available for rent by the end of next year, which sounds like a long time, but it's really not that long in the scheme of funding and projects. So I suspect you'll start seeing crews there later this year with some of the demolition work and some of the prep work for those renovations. So you'll see activity soon, but it's great that we're kind of on the path to getting that accomplished. The funding is pretty much all in place. It's just a matter of doing it now. And also in that block, the former Charles J.D. Kester House restaurant, what was the Las Cabanas Mexican restaurant most recently, you'll note, is opening as the Marysville Mercantile. They've got new signs up. I don't know what their official opening timeline is, but they've been doing a lot of great work there in conjunction with city crews. So it's looking really good, and it's exciting to have more activity back on that block.
Washington County Historical Society will host an impersonation of Mark Twain Tuesday evening, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the KSDS building on U.S. 36 in Washington. Ken Church has been a Twain impersonator for over 40 years. The program free and open to the public Tuesday, 7 p.m. at the KSDS building in Washington. Wilma J. Nestor, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday from noon until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Wilma Nestor. Joseph W. Joe Holmes, age 79, of Blue Rapids, passed away June 10th, and a funeral service is planned Wednesday, June 18th, 10:30 at the United Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids, with a graveside service July 18th at the Bellegarde Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Joe Holmes. Margaret C. Grishaber, age 97, of Metairie, Louisiana, formerly of Marysville, passed away June 11th. And a graveside service is planned Friday, 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery, Marysville, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Margaret Grishaber. Bonnie M. Rasmussen, age 81, of Frankfort, passed away June 8th. Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Rasmussen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a muffin, cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and apricots. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, and green beans. KNDY News Time 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s. Some scattered showers continue throughout the day on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. And some rain may continue early on Wednesday, then staying partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Thursday, a bit warmer with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. South winds around 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and much warmer on Friday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then mostly clear skies on a Friday night with our lows in the upper 70s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Then mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. And more sunshine on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Record high on this date, 102. The average low, 65. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 5:59. Sun peaks through a thin overcast. It's 68 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 16th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Maybe time to rework the old home. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Tinker with Devers. The chance the Red Sox took. Now more than a month from baseball's trade deadline, Devers is on the move. He's headed to the Giants in a stunner of a trade pulled off yesterday.
The timing of this Devers deal was weird. This is normally the sort of thing where you see a guy get shopped around, you get a market going, and you try and build up. And it suggests to me that the Red Sox were so enthused to get out from under that contract that perhaps we're going to see more of that coming.
ESPN insider Jeff Passan picking up Devers turns out to be a silver lining for the Giants yesterday. They wind up losing the Sunday night game to the Dodgers. Andy Páez with a go-ahead three-run homer in the bottom of the fifth en route to the Dodgers' win. Dodgers face the Padres today. Shohei Ohtani expected to see some work on the mound to start the game, just over a year and a half removed from the repair to his UCL. Red Sox sweep the Yankees with a 2-0 shutout. Rafael Devers homering in his final game with Boston. Marlins beat the Nationals 3-1 to sweep that series. A's sweep the Royals 3-2. Mariners shut out the Guardians 6-0. J.P. Crawford with a grand slam. Gary Sanchez a grand slam for Baltimore. O's roll over the Angels 11-2. Rockies a 10-1 rout of the Braves. Despite Atlanta pitcher Grant Holmes going 6 1/3 and striking out 15. Phillies rout the Blue Jays 11-4. College baseball, Coastal Carolina, 25th consecutive win. They beat Oregon State 6-2. They're a win away from the championship series. Oregon State will now face Louisville in an elimination game. Cardinals beating Arizona 8-3. Golf, tough conditions once again at the U.S. Open, of course. J.J. Spahn comes away with the win, his first major championship. He's the only golfer to finish in the red, and he does so with a 64-foot birdie putt on 18 on Sunday. Finishes at 1-under, winning by 2. WNBA Dream crushed the Mystics by 33.
Hey, have you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo Insect Killer Sprays use a powerful blend of mint and rosemary to eliminate those pests and up to 20 other bug types. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spray the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures rose overnight amid investors' concerns about the global economy. At the close of trade Friday, the Dow Jones had slid 770 points to 42,197. The NASDAQ and S&P each gave up more than 1% on the day. The national average price of gasoline is up 2 cents from last Monday to $3.14 a gallon. Analysts warn that back-and-forth attacks between Israel and Iran could end up costing you more at the gas pump. When it comes to home sales, it's now the sellers competing for buyers. Real estate brokerage Redfin says there were 500,000 more homes on the market than buyers in April. That's the highest on records going back more than a decade. Need a midweek getaway? To commemorate Juneteenth, national parks, including the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Yellowstone, are all offering free admission on Thursday. June 19, 1865 is when the last enslaved people learned they'd been emancipated. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The cyclical nature of herd management in the livestock industry, particularly the reduction and subsequent restocking of cattle herds, has a significant impact on the supply of meat, influencing not only current market prices, but also shaping expectations and trends in cattle futures markets. That's why our very own Andy Hoosier sat down with Kansas Farm Bureau's Ryan Flickner, and he asked, how does the process of herd reduction and restocking affect current meat prices and cattle market futures?
Yeah, I mean, that is a really good, great question. It's going to be a complex answer because, yeah, I mean, you got to have the live cattle to then ultimately go to the processing facility. They do what they do there, and then that ultimately those products go to the retail market. So each one of those is kind of unique. I know coming out of COVID or right smack dab middle of COVID with spacing and just other things, a lot of the processing facilities, even in Kansas, had to slow down line speeds. They had to create additional space within the plant and the facility itself. Then, you know, you had people that were going out for the first time in their lives. A lot of folks were buying the deep freeze and filling that chest freezer full of a quarter of beef or a half of a hog or whatever it may be. So I don't know if it was hoarding or it was just, you know, rather than just in time, Americans were purchasing just in case and maybe having a little bit of an expanded storage, you know, in their home or their residence. So we've kind of gone through that. But yeah, I think, Andy, when you talk about liquidating the cattle herd and widespread drought in the high plains, creeping east, the number of cattle that now are going to slaughter facilities or processing facilities, those numbers are down. So the really high profits that a lot of folks were reading and hearing about the big packers or even medium packers, those profits are not there currently.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Chinch bugs are back and ready to be a problem for crop growers in 2025. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains where the pest goes to overwinter, what crops people are most likely to find them in, and where the next generation is likely to move to.
Chinch bugs, they overwinter in bunch grasses. By that, I mean in the fall, after they leave the sorghum and after they leave the wheat, they go to someplace where the bunch grasses have nice, thick thatch areas around the root systems. In places where we have minimum till, they've actually been able to overwinter in in the, you know, the residue in the actually in the field in past years. So the point is they leave the field. They leave the wheat field. They leave the sorghum field. And this time of year, they move back, or maybe a month ago, they move back into the wheat. They'll feed on any grass. So they'll feed on the wheat. Generally, it doesn't bother the wheat because of the number of plants there are per acre versus the overwintering chinch bugs. That's when they're at their lowest population level. But the key here is they've been feeding. The ones I just have seen in the last 3 or 4 days are mating, and they have mated, and they're laying eggs. Now we're being flooded or being inundated with nymphs.
They are about to be on the move, and Whitworth says where they're likely to be headed.
If you have one chinch bug, you're going to have problems. They're going to swarm out of there in another, when we're going to harvest, another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending upon where you are around the state. Those nymphs are going to swarm out of there. They can only walk. They can't fly. They can't jump. They can't hop. But they're going to walk out of those wheat fields. That's why we call it the walking migration. And they're going to be looking for a plant to feed on. It's a grass. Generally, if it's sorghum or corn, they can really do a number on that just because of the sheer numbers.
Whitworth shares a few options for helping control chinch bugs.
There are several different methods we can do to manage this walking migration. Either hold off planting for a couple of weeks, plant 50 yards away from the field. Seed treatments, insecticide seed treatments, those work. But remember, the little nymph has to suck a little juice out of the plant. And in so doing, that can actually kill the plant, especially when there's 100 nymphs per seedling or 1,000 nymphs per seedling. That can overwhelm the insecticide.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with what chinch bugs are currently doing. Learn more from the Crop Insects in Kansas book, which you can find at bookstore.ksre.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks with Vietra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a sale Monday, and folks, we've got a nice run here today. We do have a lot of hay, and hopefully it rains tonight, so we'd certainly all appreciate a rain. We're going to start at 10 o'clock here today, and the cattle markets, it's kind of funny, actually, they're going to be higher than the last time we talked to you, and we say that, and actually they were $2 lower, but this market has just been up, 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 and once in a while slides a little bit. The cash at 240 to 242, and the carcass 380, so still tremendously good cattle markets. Well, with the 10 o'clock start at noon, it will be the hay department. And let's certainly talk about the cattle. We do have four Red Angus first calf families, a really super set of families, 30-day-old bull and heifer calves. They've had alpha seven. Heifers have been poured. A nice set of four first calf Red Angus families. Also, there's a black first calf family, and that will be here today. A nice heifer, good-sized, good calf. There's a Red Angus family, three-year-olds with twins on a bull and heifer calves. There is nine mixed bred cows. They're going to be running age. We'll pull a preg and a mouth on those. In the baby calf department, we've got a lot of calves. Three black heifer calves coming off the cows, 30 days. There's a Shar heifer calf off the cow, 60 days. There's a black bull calf off the cow, born June 1st. There's a black steer calf off the cow, 6 day old, vaccinated. In the calf department here today, it certainly is a smaller run, but certainly have some nice cattle here today. Out of Hallam, there's nine black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 300 to 400. Out of Nebraska City, there's five black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 400 out of Nebraska City. There's nine black steers at 600 to 700. Super nice set of steers out of Cortland. Baileyville's got nine black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Seven black steers, 60-day wean. They're going to weigh 600 to 700. There's 13 red char bull and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 500 to 700. Good cattle, even though they're off the cow. There's 40 44, Black Bull and Heifers. They've got a spread on the weight, 4 to 750. They're coming off the cow. There's 9 Hereford Bull and Heifers coming off the cow, 4 to 600. So that will all get started at 12:30. We've got a large cow run to start the day, and that will start at 10 o'clock. So if you have any questions, certainly give us a call. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Brian, Ryan, Slim, the whole crew at 223-3571.
Eggs to wash or not to wash? We try to unscramble fact from fiction today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 16th. It is the 167th day of the year. Is it necessary to wash eggs before use? At the risk of sounding like we're walking on eggshells, our answer is it depends. Freshly laid eggs have what's called a bloom or cuticle, a thin coating that protects the porous shell from air and bacteria. Unwashed, the coating remains intact and will keep the egg unspoiled for days, if not weeks. Store-bought eggs have already been washed, so although they're clean, it's always necessary to refrigerate them. Either way, giving them a rinse right before use is a great idea. Oh, and if you have your own hens and eggs, read up on local regulations. States differ on rules concerning egg handling and safety. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. And 68 degrees this hour. Warm again today, highs around 90 on tap. With a cold front moving in overnight that could trigger some thunderstorms. Some could be severe Monday night into Tuesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big news over the weekend as former Kansas City Chiefs offensive tackle J.D. Humphreys has officially announced that he is heading to Southern California after signing with the Los Angeles Rams. WIBW reports that the announcement came from a social media post where the Chiefs had signed with Humphreys back on November 24th of last year as the 6'5", 307-pound tackle had suffered a hamstring injury in the first game that he was able to play with the Chiefs in week number 14 of this past season. Humphreys is a native from North Carolina with a first-round pick of the NFL after the Arizona Cardinals selected him as their 24th pick in the 2015 NFL Draft and had played 8 seasons with the Cardinals, making 100 total starts in the National Football League and now headed to the Rams. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals have today off for a Monday before getting back in action for a new 3-game series tomorrow on the road, taking on the Texas Rangers. That first pitch tomorrow night at 7:05.
Hey, who's the guy over here with the broom?
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing?
It's available to everybody.
Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Eck Horn to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Eck Ford or visit us online at RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
It was a big season for the Kansas Jayhawks baseball team as they wrapped up theirs going into the regionals for the NCAA tournament. And even with a record-breaking season for the Jayhawks, the awards continue to roll in, now with two of their players, Brady Bollinger and Jackson Hogg, that have now become the first Jayhawk baseball players to be named All-Americans since the year of 2009. According to the news, the two players from the Kansas Jayhawks baseball team are the first pair of Kansas teammates to be All-Americans in the same season since Josh Kleiner and Isaac Byrd back in 1996, and the first KU players to be named All-Americans since Tony Thompson back in 2009. Bollinger had led the Jayhawks in battling with a near .353 batting average and was the team leader for total runs, scoring a total of 71 runs throughout the season, hitting 79 and getting a total bases of 150. Hogg had led the Big 12 Conference in leading 20 home runs for the season of 2025. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The 2025 Kansas Softball Coaches All-State selections were announced this week, with Valley Heights' freshman Tegan Spoontz claiming second-team honors in the outfield position, along with a pair of Onega Buffaloes and sophomore pitcher Willow Hostetler and junior infield Abby Ringel in Class 2 and 1A. North Central Kansas League selections in Class 4A included University of Tennessee pitching commit from Wamego Peyton Hardenberger and sophomore infielder Elena McCarthy from Wamego as first-team selections. Sophomore infielder from Chapman, Jai Rogers, was also a first-team selection. Second-team selections included a trio of Rock Creek Mustangs and senior outfielder Tegan Zinner, junior pitcher Brenna Zoller, and sophomore infielder Ida Castleman. Continuing second-team selections, senior pitcher from Chapman, Madeline Harold, and Wamego sophomore outfielder Avery Hall. Honorable mentions includes Clay Center senior Allison Adams, Rock Creek junior Reese Grady, and Wamego freshman Riley Stanley in Class 4A All-State Softball Honors.
KNDY.